as they used to say, necessity is the mother of all inventions. It sort of worked that way, I guess, in my getting started into the fiddle making. I was 10 years old. We was at the cornfield, working in the cornfield, and they come up a hard thunderstorm, and we went to this fella's house and sit on the porch a while. Directly he got up and went in the house and brought back his fiddle, you know. And that fiddle, he sat down there and began to play it while it rained. And I thought that I never had heard no music out of anything in this world as that fiddle made. And he showed us all about it. And I was looking at that thing like I never expected to see another. And I just, all the time, saying I had to have one of them. And I thought about it day in, day out. How could I make a fiddle? One night I dreamed that I had took one of these thick boards and had cut out the profile of the fiddle, the outside of it, and then that I had just chiseled away the inside of the wood and left a little thin rim there that I could put a top and a back on, and I'd have me a fiddle. And so it was so plain in that dream that next morning I cut out my rims, as I call it, the sides of the fiddle, and I got me an old packing crate, and I cut me a top and a back out. And the bow, it was, I thought a day or two on it, it didn't seem to be much of a problem. I went down in the swamp and got me a nice elder stick about the right size. The horsehair, I borrowed some out of the old mail carrier's horse's tail that was across the way, got my brother to go with me over there. And he helped the horse in the corner of the fence with a corn stalk, kept him back there, and he turned looking at him. And I'd sneaked away around out yonder and crawled back up to the fence and reached through the fence and got part of his tail wound around my finger. I yelled at him, and he took off down the hill, like to pull me through the fence crack, but I wound up with enough horsehair to fill my fiddle bow. I didn't know it wouldn't play on the strings, it wouldn't do a thing, and the fella passed by that lived at one of these houses where one of these fiddles was, you know. He said, "Well, I know what's the matter with your fiddle. You need some rosin to go on your bow." He said, "I'm going up Dad's, and I'll be back by this way this evening, and I'll bring you a piece of rosin." He did. So he was a big, lazy, lubberly feller, and he lay down in the chip yard where we chopped our wood, put his head on the chop block, rosined up the fiddle bow, tuned the fiddle, and he played a tune or two on that fiddle. Oh, that just set me on fire. I thought that was the most wonderful music I'd ever heard. And when he wouldn't play anymore, he handed me my fiddle, and I took off to the house and got in behind our old cook stove where I wouldn't be disturbed. And I stayed there till I could play one of the tunes that he played.